Praise God. Let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of the Lord. If you'll turn with me, please, to the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah, the 10th chapter. Nehemiah, the 10th chapter. And the 35th verse. Nehemiah 35. Nehemiah 35. Y'all ain't going to believe what I'm teaching on tonight. I said, you ain't going to believe it. I'm going to teach on the first fruits and the last fruits. Teaching on tithing. My God, have mercy, Brother Sharp. What are you trying to do? Steal my thunder? I sat there with the most shocked look on my face while he was talking. Said, have mercy, Lord. Nehemiah, the 10th chapter, and the 35th and the 30 through the 39th verse. Nehemiah 10, 35. Please, if you have your Bibles. And to bring the first fruits, everybody say first fruits, of our ground. And the first fruits, everybody say first fruits, of all fruit of all trees, year by year, unto the house of the Lord. And also the firstborn, everybody say firstborn. Firstborn sons, and of our cattle, as it is written in the law. And the firstlings, everybody say firstlings. Of our herds and of our flocks, to bring to the house of our God, unto the priest that minister in the house of our God, that we should bring the first fruits, everybody say first fruits, of our dough. And that don't mean the dough, Ray, me, in your pocket. He was talking about meal and all that too. We'll throw that in there. You can have that if you want. And our offerings, and the fruit of all manner of trees, of wine and of oil, unto the priest, to the chambers of the house of our God, and the tithe of our ground unto the Levites, that the same Levites might have the tithes in all the cities of our tillage. And the priest, the son of Aaron, shall be with the Levites, when the Levites shall take tithes. Everybody say tithes. And the Levites shall bring up the tithe of the tithe. God believes in the preacher paying tithes. Amen. And the Levites shall bring up the tithe of the tithe unto the house of our God, to the chamber, unto the treasure house. For the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the offering of the corn and of the new wine and the oil unto the chambers. Where are the vessels of the sanctuary, and the priests that minister, and the porters, and the singers? And we will not forsake the house of our God. And we will not forsake the house of our God. Amen. It's a little, time's getting away a little bit. I'll try not to hold you too long, but I feel this is very important. And I feel I need to give you the word of the Lord. I'd like to teach tonight upon this thought of the first fruits and the last fruits. The first fruits and the last fruits. Now, before Brother Kraft comes and prays, now everybody listen to me. Now, whatever you got to do, kick in the top of the cream of the crop of your brain. I don't want the bottom where it all settles down there. I want the cream of your thinking tonight. And you're going to have to stay with me from the very beginning. Now, here is what you do generally when you talk about things like this. You give the people what it's going to be like, the results of it, before you ever tell them what God wants them to do. Because it's hard to get their attention oftentimes in the beginning. But now, I can't do that. I'm just going to have to start off right here in the beginning. And I'm going to give you the word of the Lord. And stay with me. Because when I get to the end of this, I'm telling you, when I get to the end of this, it's going to tie together. And you're going to see something you have never, ever seen before. I promise you that. So don't get bored. And don't yawn on me. I know it's going on a little late, but I'll hurry. Go ahead and get your yawning over now. Amen. And I'm going to give you what the Lord has for this church. The first fruits and the last fruits. And this is nobody's personal interpretation. I'm giving you, thus saith the word of the Lord. How about that? Is that all right with everybody? How many wants what thus saith the Lord? Praise God. Brother Kraft, what you coming for?
Let's all pray together. Dear Lord, we thank you for this beautiful spirit of the Lord that has moved in this service tonight. I pray, God, that you will continue to bless, continue to move, Lord, right now. Lord, let us open up our hearts even now. Open up our minds even now, God, to hear the teaching of the word of the Lord. God, minister to each soul in this place tonight through the teaching and the anointed word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now, God, that you would have your way in the remainder of this service. And everyone said, praise the Lord.
Everybody say, praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Thank God. As soon as God created man, listen up now, everybody, real close from the very beginning. As soon as God created man, he told Adam, he said, I have put all of the trees in the garden for you. But one tree have I left that I don't want you to touch. I want you to leave it alone. Now, I read some while back that some horticulturists and botanists said that there were 10 species of trees that were in the Garden of Eden. I don't know how they deduced that, how they deducted that and came to that conclusion. But somehow in their study about that, they said there had to have been in the beginning 10 species of trees that was in the Garden of Eden. Now, when the Lord told Adam, I want you to take of every tree that is in the garden but one. I'm telling you, he set up tithe from the very beginning. He said, I set aside for myself one tree, one tenth of that garden of the trees that were there. That one tree he set for himself. He said, I give to you the nine tenths that remain. But the first fruit, that one tree, he said, I reserve it for myself and myself alone. And this was his command. Don't touch it. Or don't eat of it. Don't partake of it. Lest you die. Stay away from it. It is reserved for me and me alone. It is mine. The first fruit belongs to the Lord. Come on now. I'm going to lay a foundation for you. Church, hang in with me. Everybody say hallelujah. The one that he said belongs to me. He was saying one tenth. A tithe is mine. And if you partake of it, you're going to die. Now listen, the Lord told them, you're surely in the day that you eat of it, you shall die. The devil came along and said, God is trying to hold something back from you. There's something that he's reserving that really you could have it and have knowledge of good and evil too. But you see, God does that for a purpose and a reason. He set it back for himself. He wasn't only talking about spiritual death, but he was talking about physical death. When Adam and Eve made up their mind that they were going to take of that one tenth that God had set for himself, they set in motion devastation for themselves. When God says first fruit belongs to him, he means it. Hallelujah. The first fruit is something that God sets back for himself and himself alone. When Adam and Eve took of it, you know the story. They died spiritually at that moment and then began their physical death. When people partake of something that God sets back for himself, they set in motion a curse upon their life. Everybody say hallelujah. Let's move on in the word of God. I'm going to give you several examples tonight of the first fruit. If you will, turn with me please to the book of Genesis. Genesis the 14th chapter. And let's look at a story. The Bible said that a number of kings had come down against the king of Sodom and against the king of Gomorrah and the cities that were round about. And the Bible says this, that when these kings came down, they began to take what was not theirs. And in the midst of this, the Bible says this, that Lot was taken, and that this man was taken with and all that he had with these kings. Amen. And so they were taken. And Abraham found out about it and began to pursue them and go after them. Now, in his pursuit, the Bible says that he overtook them. Now, I would like to read to you, please, out of the Word of God, from Genesis, the 14th chapter. Look at the Word of the Lord, please, in the 16th verse. Genesis 14 and 16. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot and his goods, and the women also, and the people, and the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God, and he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all. Everybody say tithes of all. Now I want you to notice, when Abraham came back and he met the priest and the minister of that city of Salem, which later became Jerusalem, the Bible says this, that he took what he had gotten and he gave tithe of all. Now, I want you to take note of that. This was the first fruit. When he arrived back at Salem, which would become Jerusalem, immediately, everybody say immediately. Immediately he began to pay tithe of all. Now, I want you to look on down here a little bit in the scripture. Here it says in the 24th verse, and the king of Saul of us, or the high priest of Salem, received of the tithe, and then the king of Sodom wanted to give more unto this man called Abraham. He said, "No, thank you." And then he says this in the 24th verse: "Save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Asner, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion." Now, I want to stop for just a little while here tonight. I want to explain a few things to you as I get into this on the first fruit and the last fruit. Now, sometimes people have some trouble with paying their tithes. They should not. It's in the Scripture. It's in the Old Testament. It's in the New Testament. It's the will of God. It's something that God has set aside for Himself. Now, once people become convinced that God has called them to give of the first fruit, then they began to get into this nitpicking area of then what is the first fruit. Now, in the Scripture, I believe it is over in Exodus, it talks about, do not delay, bring the first fruit in from the field. Immediately bring it in. I want you to notice what Abraham did. And we are the children of Abraham, are we not? Now, some people say that tithe was only in the law of the commandment. The law of the commandment was not yet. Abraham was already tithing. Tithing was a plan that God set in motion. And when I finish tonight, it's going to blow your mind why God wants the first fruit. When you see it, you're going to be stunned and shocked of why God asked it. Hallelujah. But Abraham was giving before the law was ever given. Is that not right? That is the truth. Now, listen and see how he pays tithes. When he brings in what he has, he does not deduct first for this and that, but he gives everything right off of the top. Now, when it got down to it, this is what he said after he paid his tithes. Then he said, "Now take what is left and give it unto those who went forth to battle." Now, I'm not here to, I'm not going to lord over you, but I want you to understand this. Abraham saw a principle in God so that I won't make a mistake and I won't try to get away with something that I shouldn't. I'm just going to take it right off of the top. Well, Brother Clark, what about Social Security? What about taxes? What, you may never live to get your Social Security. Taxes is something that blesses every man. It puts pavement on the roads. It takes care of schools. It takes care of the military. Amen. Now let me tell you this. Now say if you had a farmer who had a tractor and he had fuel to put into that tractor and he plowed up a field and he brought in the fruit. Then what should he pay tithes on? Here is what I would say, and I would allow this. The tractor belongs to him. That's part of his assets. If a man owns something, he ought to pay tithes on it. Now, if you're leasing, you don't own it, do you? I will allow as manner of business and personal that if a man owns a business, that if he has fuel to pay and people to pay, and he just sees that he has to do this, then the man can deduct that as normal expenses. Abraham didn't do it. He just paid it right off of the top. And he said, what's left of the 9/10, make sure the men are taken care of and their wages are met and what they had to pay out of pocket. Is that not what he did? Am I not in the Word of God? Say hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you, we need to be careful. Because oftentimes, people just pay themselves a salary and they'll put everything back in another business or in this or that and let it build and build and multiply and never pay tithes on it. That's not the mind and the will of God. It's part of you. It's part of the work of God. Sometimes people will give themselves. I had several that were here at one other time. I don't think anybody's doing that in this church now. But I do know a time when a person did that and accumulated a lot of money and they wouldn't give it and they wouldn't pay tithes on it and they kept building and they just paid tithes on a meager little salary when their business was going into hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm going to tell you, that's cheating God. And to take of it for your own self, I believe the man is in jeopardy physically and spiritually. Abraham said, I don't want to get in trouble with God. He met the preacher at the gate and said, I'm going to take care of tithes right now. That's what you call first fruits. Everybody say first fruits. First fruits. Now, I'll tell you what people get to doing every once in a while. They sit down, they deduct their automobile, and they deduct their house. And they deduct garbage cans. And they deduct food. Listen, I'm telling you the truth. And they eat of it themselves. And they don't give the first fruit. And when they get down to the bottom and they say, well, I'll pay myself $100. Here you go, God. I give you 10. Here's my first fruit. They're lying on God. I said, they're lying on God. I've made up my mind. This is how I'm going to give. I'm going to give straight off of the top. I said, I'm going to give straight off of the top. Before taxes are deducted, before anything is taken away, I'm going to give it straight off of the top. Hallelujah. I want to do what they did in the beginning, as it was from the beginning. The first fruits. Folks, stay with me because you're going to see how important this really, really is. First fruits really do mean something to God. When Abraham come home, he said, here it is. He said, man of God, here's a tenth of what I brought back right now. Before anybody else lays their hand on it, you get it because it's the will of God. Everybody say hallelujah. Let me give you another example that I read to you out of the Word of God. And that was from the book of Nehemiah. If you'll look back there with me again, please. I would like you to pick up your Bibles and let's go back and let's read here from Nehemiah. And I want you to see what happened here. Nehemiah was returning, rebuilding the walls. They were establishing themselves again in the land of the living. God's hand was upon them. And then he began to tell them. He said, as he began to establish the law again in the Word of God. He said, and to bring the first fruits of our ground and the first fruits of all fruit of all trees year by year into the house of the Lord. Also the firstborn of our sons and of our cattle as it is written in the law, and the firstlings of our herd and of the flocks to bring to the house of our God unto the priest that minister in the house of the Lord. That we should bring the first fruits of our dough and of our offerings and the fruit of all manner of trees and of wine and of oil unto the priest to the chambers of the house of the Lord. Now, I want you to know, when Nehemiah was setting this forth, he was telling them, this is what God wants out of our life. He wants the first. It had gotten so much in the heart of God that He said, I want the firstborn of the children. I want them sanctified unto me. There was a blessing upon that firstborn son. And I'm telling you, church, you listen to me. There is a blessing when people get the firstborn. I said, there's a blessing from God. When that firstborn son came forth, he had the blessing of God upon him. He had the birthright, because there's something about the first fruit unto God. And I'm telling you, when you bring your first fruit out of the field and out of the hand of your labor and you give it unto the Lord, there is a blessing in it. There is a birthright in it. There is an inheritance in it, because it belongs to the Lord. It does not belong to you. It belongs to the Lord. Everybody say first fruit. Now, when the children of the Lord came up out of Egypt, and they had wandered for 40 years, and then Joshua became their leader, and they crossed over, and what was the word of God to them? I'm going to give you victory over Jericho. But what did he say? He said, do not touch what is in Jericho, because it belongs to me. He said, when you take Jericho, don't touch its silver, don't touch its gold. It is the first fruits of the promised land. Leave it alone. I want it for my own treasury. Friend, God is not a greedy God. He was going to give them the rest of the land. Hallelujah. 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 God means what He said. There's a blessing when you give the first fruit to God. He said, Jericho belongs to me. When you take the city, put it in my treasury. Do you know what Achan did? Achan said, first fruits baloney. Nobody will know. He took some Babylonian garments, a little wedge of silver and gold, and took it and hid it. And said, nobody will know. But when it went up to Ai, what happened to him? When they should have overrun him, men died in the field because God wasn't with them. And the Lord told Joshua, there's sin in the camp. He said, bring the people forth in the morning and sanctify them. Achan and his household died because Achan took of the first fruit that belonged to God Almighty. Friend, people don't get stoned now. The church don't rise up when somebody don't pay their tithe. Say, all right, come on up here at the altar. We all come in bringing in our rocks. My God, you talk about it. Nobody come to this church. But I'm going to tell you something. Spiritually, people start dying. Can I make a statement to you? God's going to get His first fruit one way or the other. I said He's going to get it one way or the other. You're either going to give it willingly and gladly, or you're going to pay and pay and pay. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Achan died with his family because he thought God didn't mean what he said. But what they couldn't understand was God was leading and guiding them. Oh, hang on, folks. When I get to why God thinks the first fruit are important, you'll never, ever want to hold one penny back from God. Jesus. Let's turn to Exodus. Let's go over here to Exodus, please. Exodus 22 and 29. Exodus 22. Exodus 22 and 29. Everybody say hallelujah. Everybody say first fruit. Exodus 22 and 29. There it is. Thou shalt not delay to offer the first of thy ripe fruits. and of thy liquors. No, that ain't Jack Daniel. That's the fruit of the vine. The firstborn of thy sons shalt thou give unto me. Likewise shalt thou do with thine oxen and with thy sheep. 7 days it shall be with his dam. On the eighth day thou shalt give it to me, and ye shall be holy men unto me. Neither shall ye eat any flesh that is torn a beast in the field. Ye shall cast it to the dogs. Now I want you to notice what he's saying here. He said, don't delay. He said, when you bring in the labor of the fruit of your labor, he said, don't delay. Bring it immediately. You know what happens? People get to thinking about the first fruit. Brother Sharp, when all you make is $300, it's easy to pay $30. But I found out when people make $1,000, it's hard to pay $100. It's hard to. What they're not thinking is God has increased you and has blessed you. I had one man tell me, he said, you know what? I really don't mind giving as long as I can control it. He said that. I got a witness. My wife was there. My mouth fell open. I couldn't believe it. He said, you know what? I would like to give my money to this church. He said, but I want to control it. I'm going to tell you this one thing. When you give to God, it's God's. And it ain't yours. Come on now, it's the Lord's. You have no say over what God says. I told that dear brother, I said, brother, I love you. I said, but I'm going to tell you something. This church isn't going to be run by one man. Not you nor me. I said, this is the Lord's house. And I said, when God speaks, I'll do it. He said, well, I'm sorry, I can't handle that. Well, I said, I'm sorry, then you won't be happy here. You'll just have to take all your money and go somewhere else. And he did. Because he told me, if I give it, I got to have power. I said, that ain't the way it works. You got to understand the principle of the first fruits. The Lord said, it's mine. Adam, it's mine. Abraham, it's mine. Achan, it's mine. Nehemiah, it's mine. Children of the Lord, it's mine. And don't delay. You know why he said that? Don't delay. Because he knows the mind of men. When you stop long enough and think about it, you say, oh. I had one precious saint said, Brother Clark, and I don't mean it bad because you know who it is now when I say it. I am being here. Brother Clark, it was the hardest thing for me to give this tithe to the Lord. And I just thought, oh, God. You know what? When you get the concept of the first fruit and understand why God put it in there, you're never going to be the same. You know what you're going to do? You're going to pull out your pocketbook and say, do not delay. Don't fail me now, fingers. Because if I think long enough, I've got an electricity bill to pay. I got a house note to pay. That preacher can do without my tithes this week. And while you're saying it, I'm going, God, I got an electricity bill to pay. And I got a house note to pay. Hallelujah. And then I say, Jesus, I got a church note today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let me give you a concept of this. What did it say, Nehemiah? And the Word of God says, bring it to the storehouse. That's the house of God, is it not? Now, right? That's the house. Everybody say house of God. That don't mean you send your tithe off to the evangelist. Now, I know we don't have to worry about TV evangelists around here, because nobody has a TV. And so we don't have to worry about you giving money to that kind of a preacher. But what was these old preachers out of Del Rio? You ever hear, anybody ever listen to those old preachers out of Del Rio? Y'all did. Oh, come on now. Y'all never heard of Happy? You did? Coffee? Anybody heard of David Terrell? Look out now. You're stepping on territory here. He means something to me. Now, don't touch Shambach. Leave Shambach alone. You know what? Shambach knows the truth. You know that? And you believe Shambach won't obey it? That's right. Shambach knows Jesus' name baptism is right. And you believe he won't obey it? But you know all Roberts knows Jesus' name is right? All Roberts knows that the only way they baptized in the Bible days was in Jesus' name. One of the most famous preachers in Denver, Colorado, that run over 6,000, told one of our ministers, he said, I know you people are true. He said,
said, but if I baptize my people in Jesus' name, they split on me. He said, I can't do it. I can't do it. He later was called as security. My God. My God. Better to obey the truth, isn't it? The Bible says that the tithe is to be brought to the house of the Lord. I had one dear brother who doesn't go here anymore. Came up to me and he said, oh, listen, by the way, you probably noticed my tithes hadn't been coming in lately. I said, well, to be honest, truthful, I hadn't even noticed. And I just, I'm going to tell you why, folks. Money is not important to me. The principle is, if money was important, folks, I would have never come to Austin today. I said, if money was important to me, I'd have never been here in Austin. I lost all my life savings. I lost everything when I came to build this work in Austin. I was offered a church before I came here that would have paid me tithes over $200,000 a year before I came here. I said, no. Money. But there's a principle. And before I'm through tonight, you're going to understand the principle of the first fruits. I better pay my tithes or God's going to smite me. That's not what's behind the first fruit. If I don't get my tithes in, Brother Clark's going to be angry and mad at me. No, there's a principle behind this. Folks, it's not the money. God understands this one thing, though. Hear me. When He gets the first fruit, He knows the last fruit will follow right along. Hang on. Hallelujah. Let me lead up to this. Someone might ask, what's the purpose in all this anyway? Brother Clark, where are you going? Why don't you hurry up and get down to the business? You're hanging me out here. And I want to know why. Then what's the purpose for the first fruits? Is God broke? Is He bankrupt? Do you think if you start obeying after tonight, your first fruits right off of the top, that suddenly God's going to go, I almost went under. If that young man hadn't come on and straightened up and done right, I think I was fixing to vacate the throne. I was headed for the poorhouse. Come on, does He not own the cattle on 1,000 hills? Does He not own the silver and gold under them? Come on, is it not all His? Come on, church, is it not all in His hands? Then what does He need our tithe and offering for? I'm going to tell you, it does more for you than it does for God. The first reason that God wants the tithe in the first fruit is that when you say to God, when you say, here is my tithe, here is my first fruit, I give it to you. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. It just naturally follows that the 9/10, you suddenly want to do it to the glory of God. You watch. People who won't pay their tithe, they are double-minded. They get into more situations. They get into more debt that they can get out of. Come on now. Oh, man, I'm losing some of you. Woo. There's a couple of you young boys that are sitting around here right now, and you ain't paid tithe in so long, and you're saying, I wish you'd hurry up and get over there. I'm ready to get up and shout. When you give the first fruit and you lay it on the line and you say, here it is, God, every last penny, I'm holding nothing back. There's something that starts happening to you about your whole life. Turn with me, please, to 1 Corinthians. Is this all right, folks? Is this all right, everybody? Praise God. Everybody say first fruit. 1 Corinthians, 10th chapter. 1 Corinthians, 10th chapter. Let's look there, please. Let's read the 31st verse. 1 Corinthians, 10th chapter, 31st verse. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do. Everybody say the next words. Do all to the glory of God. What's some of you ladies like that, don't you? Mississippi mud pie. I can eat it now and do it to the glory of God. Don't have to go on any more diet. Praise God. You know what happens when you begin to set aside the first fruit? 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, the 31st verse takes over. You know what you're telling God? Here's my 10th, and the rest is on the way. That's right, folks. Hallelujah. You just say, from that day forward, my car's to the glory of God. My house is to the glory of God. My clothes are to the glory of God. All that I do is to the glory of God. Come on, church. Austin Tabernacle, if you'll hear me tonight, this is part of apostolic revival. I said, this is part of apostolic revival. Praise God. I'm telling you, nobody will ever starve me out. Nobody. I will go to work. Oh, God help me. Even for the Austin Statesman. I hate that paper. I will go to pushing papers before I let people use money to cut off the will and mind of God. But there's a principle to the first fruit. I said there's a principle to the first fruit. God's plan has always been that He wanted that part, the first fruit, totally for Himself. And that the rest, the last fruit, would go to His glory and to His honor. There are some people who will pay their tithe. I generally believe those kind of people generally don't pay at all. But then the rest of it, they say, it is nobody's business, not God, not anybody, what I do with my money. I'm going to tell you something, folks. God's principle of the first fruit is that when you give it all to Him totally, the rest of the 9/10 will go for the honor and the glory of God Almighty. I believe when people truly give with all of their heart and give correctly to God, that they will not take the money and spend it on this world. There's no way that I could take my hard-earned money and go watch the Dallas Cowboys or the Texas Longhorns or go to a basketball game or a football game or buy a video. Are touching this one. Because you're telling God, here's the 1/10. And the rest is on the way. You've got my money. You've got my heart. You've got my soul. I meant to tell you what that one brother told me. He said, you notice my tithes haven't been coming in. I said, yeah, it's been quite a while. I noticed that. He said, I just thought to tell you that I'm doing what I think I need to do with it. He said, I saw people in need, so I bought engines for cars, tires. He said, so I won't be giving my tithes sometimes. I'll be doing what I want with it. Where I see what I want. Thank God. You bring it to the house of God. Let me tell you something, folks. Money should come through the house of God and go into the field. Can I ask you, where is the house of God now? Is it the synagogue in Jerusalem? No. This local assembly is the house of God. And God's money is going to be used for God's cause. But it comes in here and then it goes out. Well, he was fouled up on that and he got fouled up on a lot of things before it was over with. That's how come he got so messed up in his mind. Because after a while he told me, he said, you know what? I believe it's the will of God to go to the movies. Well, I said, you mean you can now justify going and sitting in the movie house? He said, yeah. It's the will of God for me to do that. Well, you know what happens? We take the first fruit and we touch it. And when you touch it, we get bound up and everything else comes right. You know what my advice is, folks? Is to go ahead and just take it right off. And for people who are obtaining things and getting things, this and that, they need to understand. That's part of assets. That's part of portfolio. That's part of you. Whether you own a company or whether you do a person. Can you say amen? How many believes that your company is part of you? You're running it. Amen? All right, everybody ready to shout now? Mike, you get a job, or you better pay tithes. Praise God. Now, I'm going to give you the next reason why you should give first fruit. Are you ready for this? First reason you should give it is because it's for your own good. And it will help you give your life to God fully and completely. The second reason is God does it. Oh, Brother Clark, God don't pay tithes. Oh, He doesn't. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15 chapter. 1 Corinthians 15 chapter. Y'all ready? Everybody say hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15 and 20. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that sleep. Y'all ready? Hallelujah. The reason why the church and they who believe in the eternal God have always given first fruit is because God knew there was a day coming when He, from His throne in glory, would give to the world a begotten Son, full of hope and grace. My God. And that body would walk among men, casting out devils, opening blind eyes, healing the sick, and forgiving sin. And that they would put Him on a tree and put Him in a grave, but the grave couldn't hold Him. That He was going down to the mouth of hell and tell the devil, I am the first fruit. I am the begotten. I am that body from that God has made. And I've come to get the keys. Because I'm coming out of the grave. Hallelujah. God told the world, I'm going to tithe to the first fruit of the body of Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, church, when He came out of the grave, He said to the whole world, here's the tithe. The rest is on the way. The scripture says, because He lives, ye shall live also. My God, tithe through that body, He is the first fruit of them that slept. Oh, my. Jesus Christ is the first fruit of God. You know what Jesus was saying? By death. And when He stepped out and the scripture calls Him the first fruit, it means the tithe. In the spiritual sense, He was the beginning of the first fruit that God had for Himself. And when He offered up that body and came out of that grave, He was telling everyone who would believe on Him. And He was saying to the eternal spirit, that body was saying to the eternal spirit, I have arisen from the dead. The rest are on the way. Church, because God believes in first fruit, there's going to be last fruit. He was of the first resurrection. you and I are going to be of the rapture resurrection. My God. Jesus. Now, let me ask you. If you tithe and give of the first fruit as you would want God to do unto you, how much are you going to give? How many want to come out of that grave? Jesus. Y'all wasn't ready for that, was you? Whew. Every time you write out that first verse, say, hallelujah, I'm coming out of the grave. My God. Every time you give that tithe, say, hallelujah, I'm coming out of the grave. Woo! Ain't no grave going to hold my body down. Come on now. Hallelujah. It's more than just ducking the preacher on Sunday morning because you put the money on something where it didn't belong and didn't pay your tithe. It's higher than that. God Almighty knew there was coming a day that He would tithe to the whole world and would give them that body and say, I hold nothing back. I give you everything that I am. Oh my God, come on, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, I need to preach this all over America. You folks, all day long, I've been just shaking. I've been a trembling. I said, oh my God. I said, oh Jesus, oh my God, I can't wait to get to church. We were on our way to church. I was saying, I feel so good today. My son said, sure you do, because you're going to church tonight. And I thought, he's right. Because now understand what the first fruit is all about. Do you? Am I making sense to you? Is this making sense to you? Don't hold back on God. Let me show you why. Let's turn to Romans. Romans the 8th chapter. Romans the 8th chapter and the 32nd verse. Romans 8 and 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Folks, Jesus was the tithe. He said, the rest is on the way. When you get Jesus, you get the first fruit, you get the last fruit. You get the beginning, you get the end. You get the Alpha, you get the Omega. You get everything in between. God. Folks, it ain't just the rapture coming. You get everything that goes with Jesus Christ. You get power over the devil. You get the name. You get the blood. You get everything. I'm telling you, God's tie to the world is Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, if God gave His body upon that cross, the Apostle Paul told the church in Rome, and everybody was to follow, he said, do you think He will not give you everything? Somebody told me the other day, and I believe it said, I don't understand why people want to backslide. I don't understand. Why would they want to backslide? You know why? Because they got fouled up somewhere along the way and didn't tie it all together. Do you believe after I'm through here and people are going to hear this tape, do you believe we're going to have people who are going to delay and say, do I pay the utility bill or do I give the first fruit? I'm glad God don't say, do I take him or don't I? Let me think it over. In a moment, and the twinkle of an eye, No delay, Sister Moss. No delay. Oh, God. Lord. He's going to bring them up out of the grave. And we which are alive and remain shall be changed to meet him in the air. My Lord, without delay. Come on. Without delay. The first fruit. He's going to bring the last fruit. Woo! Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. My, my, my. Everybody say hallelujah. Romans, the 8th chapter and the 23rd verse. God's tithe was that body, Jesus Christ. What is Jesus' tithe? You ready for this? Romans 8, 23. Will you look at the Word of God? And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the what? The what? The what? The first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our whole, of our body. Oh, God ties in the body, Jesus. And Jesus tied by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He said, I'll not leave you comfortless, but I will come unto you. He said, I'm with you now, but in that day I shall be in you. He said, I've received all power of my Father, and I'm going to give it to you. Ye shall receive power after that. The Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you're sealed unto the day of redemption by the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on. Come on. Everybody's going to tithe. Everybody's going to tithe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is only the earnest of our inheritance. Come on. It's only a tenth of what's coming. I said it's only a tenth of what's coming. Would you lift your hands and praise Him? Come on. My God, church, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He called up, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Would you praise Him with me right now? Oh, my, my, my. Somebody, come on, clap your hands to the Lord. Somebody praise Him. Somebody praise Him. Somebody praise Him. Somebody praise Him. Come on, clap your hands and thank Him. Hallelujah. 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 When you get the Holy Ghost, it's one tenth and the rest is on the way. Joy, peace, righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Everybody clap your hands to Jesus. Woo. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost in my soul.
I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey when your spirit speaks to me. With my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Oh, I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey when your spirit speaks to me.
Hallelujah.
With my whole and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey when your spirit speaks to me. With my whole heart I will agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I say yes, Lord, yes. To your will and to your way, I say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey when your spirit speaks to me. With my whole heart I will agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. To your will and to your way, I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey when your spirit speaks to me. My whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes.
Lift your hands right now and thank God for what we feel in this auditorium. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Woo! I feel the presence of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for that body. Thank you, Lord, for that spirit. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Now, I'm going to tell you this in closing. The difference between I and a lot of other preachers is that when they say you give, you're going to get back. But they're generally only talking about money. Wealth is more than just money. When you give the first fruit, it don't mean necessarily you're going to be wealthy in this world, money-wise. But there's wealth of family. There's wealth of children. There's wealth in friends. There's wealth in the church. There's wealth in health. There's wealth in a sound mind. Come on. There's wealth in the things of God. It's not just money. When you give the first fruit, the Lord said, I'll keep your house. I'll watch over your children. I'll keep the pestilence from your dog. Hallelujah. Come on, church. The first fruit belongs to Him. Woo. Would you clap your hands one more time to the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Everybody say, even God tithes. Everybody say, even God tithes. Jesus Christ is the first fruit of the dead. And that Holy Spirit, we become, or it is the first fruit that works in our hearts and in our life. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you now, from this night forward, never consider it a grievous thing to set aside the first fruit. Don't do it a month later. Don't delay. Do it immediately and give it to God. And if you want to do it like a lot of people are doing now, don't even try to nitpick it. Just give it straight off of the top and say, God will bless me anyhow. It don't matter. It's His. Because, Lord, when I give you the first fruit, the 9/10 are on the way.
Victory.
Hallelujah.
Victory. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Happiness is mine.
Well,
happiness is mine. Happiness today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Happiness today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get me behind. Joy today is mine.
Turn around and shake somebody's hand. Greet somebody in the name of God.
Joy is mine.
Greet brother and sister.
Joy is mine.
God bless you.
Joy today is mine.
You're just
me. I told
You're just yes,
going
to say,
mine.
Bring one another in the name
Joy
of the Lord.
Joy today is mine. Joy is mine.
Well,
joy is mine. Joy today is mine.
Sister Lynn, it's good to have you here.
Tonight. I don't say
God bless you.
Yes, he is mine.
Bring out of our business, will you?
Joy today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get behind. Victory today is mine.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine.
Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine.
Holy Ghost is mine. Holy Ghost today is mine.
I don't think it's getting behind. Holy Ghost today is mine.
Hallelujah.